Welcome back to Three Men and a Baby. I'm Sean.
Max.
I'm Tim. And we got a guest for you today. Black Doug.
Black Doug.
BD for short.
Kind of like Big Black Greg, but it's Black Doug.
Yeah.
So.
Good to be here, guys. Thank you for having me on this podcast today.
No, it's our pleasure.
Talking like a real sports answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just came out and played hard in the first half and moved the ball around and I'd like having to work out.
And wow. I really want to thank God. So, Black Doug is, like, technically our second guest. We had Ed. Ed got way too fucking drunk. And we actually lost the recording to that, so it kind of fucked us. But, you know, we got some questions for Black Doug on... You know, where he came from, if he knows his dad, that sort of thing. You know, what it's like growing up in the hood. You know, the normal black questions. You know, Max might have a few because he's 13% black.
How many
he just
kids
learned.
Does he have that he doesn't yeah, know?
Exactly.
Max is still trying to acclimate to the black community.
Yeah, I just found out I'm black like a couple months ago.
So there's so many questions.
It's kind of new to me.
I mean, so, how does it feel, though?
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, it put a lot of things in perspective. Like, I grew up being the best basketball player out of all the white kids in my school.
Makes sense.
I always listened to rap. Like, I grew up listening to Nas when I was fucking, like, 12 years old. And everyone was like, why are you listening to this? And now it all makes sense.
Nas was one of the best rappers ever, though.
Yeah, by far.
Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like,
one mic? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Great song.
Yep.
Come on.
So now it all just was like, all right, it makes sense now. And, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, how many kids do you have?
I couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you.
Kind of what I was expecting.
I'll find out on draft day, though.
Yeah, going to find out on draft day, that's for sure.
All right, fair enough. Do you know your dad?
No, I don't. You know, and it's always been one thing that's bothered me, man. And he, apparently, you know, he came over to see my mom one day and...
Came in or left?
Both, actually. And, he came in, he handed my mom $100.
This'll cover it?
Yep. And I watched him walk out of my life again.
Well, that'll happen. I mean, you must have saved like $3.99 on Father's Day's cards, so I'm sure you're doing pretty well in the bank.
you're 29, you multiply that out.
You got about 30 years worth of Father's Day cards that you saved up on.
All right, Black Doug, I mean, I don't know how. I don't know. We got some questions. We'll go back to them, but we'll kick it off over what we do most of the time here is with a fuck, marry, kill. And I was kind of writing all the content for this. I decided, you know, we'd put it towards the black community. Mm. So fuck, marry, kill. Here are your three choices. You got Lil Kim, Cardi B with being robbed, and a drug addicted Demi Lovato.
I have a question.
Hold on, yeah.
Pre or post prison?
Lil' Kim. Oh, definitely pre.
I love how Max raised his hand.
Like we're at fucking school.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Listen, Max, I know you're only 13%, but black kids do not raise their hands.
So. Shit. Down to 12.
Damn it.
So, fuck, marry, kill. Lil' Kim. Cardi B, while she was robbing niggas, and a drug-addicted Demi Lovato.
Well, being Black Doug, I would have to fucking marry drugged-out Demi Lovato. Ooh. Hands down.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
You want me to explain that?
If you want.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we gotta know.
Niggas don't explain shit.
So that's what you get.
That's what you get. I murdered Cardi B because I hate the bitch.
We got the same answer.
All right.
And, you know, that leaves Lil Kim.
I can accept that.
That's it. That's all I got.
Mine are totally different.
Mine's the same.
Mine are different. Same.
I'm killing Cardi B just because of who she is as a person. She annoys the shit out of me. Yeah. Pre-prison Lil' Kim, that's going to be fucking wild. But yep.
She's going to beat the shit out of you.
That's not something you can lock down because you can't. It's not possible. And then Demi Lovato looks good on drugs, off drugs, whatever. Demi Lovato, whatever.
See, mine are like completely different.
I'm almost the same. I'm killing Cardi B for sure.
Everyone's killing Cardi
you have to. You have to. I'm killing Cardi B. I'm marrying Lil Kim because I like a challenge. And if she punches me in the face every day, so
punching
be it.
Her back.
She's getting hit back.
So you're gonna kill Demi Lovato.
No, I'm killing Cardi B.
And
I'm fucking drugged up Demi Lovato.
See, mine are so different. Because I'm going to marry Cardi B. Because that just means I'm going to get more of other people's money for free.
Until she takes it from you. Because
I don't care. Whatever.
She's just going to drug you and rob you too.
I'm going to fuck pre-prison Lil' Kim. And I'm going to kill fucking Demi Lovato because her fucking Super Bowl halftime show sucked a bag of dicks.
It did.
Like, right. You can get the fuck out of here with that. Like, she's the reason the fucking 49ers didn't win.
Wait, did you say you're going to marry Cardi B?
Yeah.
So you're going to listen to that voice for the rest of your life?
Listen, just because I'm married...
Coronavirus!
Doesn't mean we got to live in the same house.
No, you do. This is a marriage.
So?
Wait, hold on.
Black people don't live in the same house.
Down to 11%.
11%?
We gotta get this guy out of here. He's killing me.
I'm just showing you the ways, man. Showing you the ways.
All right. So we got another one. Fuck, marry, kill.
Gotta go guy side. We always go guy side.
Yeah, there's a lot of gay talk this podcast.
Carl from The Simpsons. Cleveland from Family Guy.
Cleveland's got a fat ass.
And the principal from American Dad.
Ooh. And he's legit.
That one's tough.
That's a good one.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's a good one.
He's got a fat ass.
Yeah. I know where I'm going. I'm gonna start this off.
Alright.
I'm killing Carl from The Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
I'm marrying Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
And I'm fucking the principal.
All right, we're the same.
Dad.
We're the same.
Yeah.
Me and Sean are the same.
Because the principal from American Dad's wild. He's going to fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and Cleveland's just a wholesome dude.
He's
like,
a house bitch.
And, he's the only...
he's the house nigger.
He's the only black dad that's going to stick around. So you go, like, I want that for my kid. Our
he's like Carlton.
I'm fucking the principal from American Dad because he's fucking wild.
He got it.
But I'm marrying Carl from Simpsons because he already has that relationship with Lenny that lets him do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
So they're just like bros that go out and get fucked up all the time. So I feel like that's going to be us. And then, who's the third guy?
Cleveland.
He's too nice and too kind. I'm going to hurt his feelings.
So you just want a little bit of that fatty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. 12, back up to 12% blood.
He's going to be like, you had my kids. I'd be like, so what, bitch?
Again, I would marry Cleveland because, you know, he's just that wholesome
that
nigga.
House nigga.
The house nigga. I would fuck the principal from American Dad because I'm into that teacher shit.
I'm into that teacher shit.
You would be working out of school.
And I would kill Carl.
Carl.
Yeah, I'd kill Carl.
Fuck Carl.
Because he can go.
Yeah,
he's expendable.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you cracked it, I was like, did Black Doug bring something for us?
Like 40 smells like weed. Smell that, dude.
It does.
Smells like weed.
It smells like weed.
My niggas smell like weed.
It's just in a plastic bottle.
I know.
It's not the same.
So our listeners know I'm drinking a 40 of OE because Black Doug's around, you know, and I want the I'm not black, so I want it to be black.
It's a 42.
It's a 42.
It is a 42.
Yeah.
That is definitely.
You get them two X's.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and this is.
And it's got the cold label.
That's a fucking A&W cream soda bottle.
Yeah.
Recycled.
But a 42 ounce one.
And it smells like weed.
It did smell like it. As soon as it pulled it out,
right?
Yeah. I was like, oh shit. Because I had a pocket full of weed yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
And Max is like, you got weed in your pocket?
Me and him and my dad are working on the pool. And my dad's like sitting right there. My dad doesn't give a fuck. But he's like right next to us. I'm like, dude, you reek like weed.
We got to get Rick on here. Your dad, Rick. Not my buddy, Rick from work. See, well, we need Rick from work
He'll be too shy once the mic goes on.
Yeah.
You gotta catch him. You
gotta get him wasted.
Even so, he'll be like, there's a mic on. I'm not saying I'm just gonna sit here.
Yeah.
But if you like catch him when he doesn't know that he's being recorded, it's gonna be some great fucking content.
Yeah. So, you ready for this?
Of course.
All right. This is Black Doug's first Would You Rather. Would you rather pull all your fingernails out by hand or pull your teeth out of your mouth by hand?
That's tough.
Yeah, that's almost like last week's.
Teeth.
You think so?
Yep.
Why?
I just think it'd be easier.
Teeth?
Really?
See, I'm not an original black person because usually black people have nails. I don't have nails. I bite my nails. So usually black people have, you know,
long, the coke nail.
Yeah, the coke nail or something along those lines. And I got fucking 32 teeth. I got 10 fingernails.
How do you know how many teeth you got? You count them?
No. That's
just how.
Just because I'm fucking black doesn't mean I don't know how many fucking teeth I got.
He's an educated nigga.
I am an educated nigga. Harvard, Howard.
Come down there, Childish Gambino.
Study for the test high. Take test high. Get high scores. I'm thinking long term. And like, even though I know, like, yeah, I got it. I only have to deal with 10 minutes of pain. As opposed to 32 if I take out my fingernails. But if I pull out all my teeth, like, I'm not, as a fat motherfucker, I'm not going to be able to eat any of my favorite foods.
I'm thinking it's a one-time shot, like, pull out all your nails, that's it. You pull out all your teeth, that's it, and then you're good.
Like, yeah, I'm thinking totally
different. Do your teeth grow back? Like, because your fingernails probably aren't going to grow back.
They'll
grow back.
I literally ripped off a toenail, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I ripped off a toenail last summer when I kicked your garbage can.
Yeah,
it came back.
But like, if it came down to, am I ripping teeth my fingers out, yeah, my fingernails out, and my teeth out, and it's gonna be fine tomorrow? Like a toenail is gonna grow back, or a fingernail is gonna grow back in like a couple of days, a week. I'm ripping my teeth out because I'm just gonna be like clank, 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 clank. Fingernails fucking hurt.
Yeah,
you're gonna get that skin that goes like all the way up your fingers. So you're going to hit knuckles. Well, see, every time you bend your fingers, it's going to burn.
See, I'm thinking teeth because I would just take a whole bunch of coke and numb my mouth and rip my fucking teeth out.
That's it.
You can put a whole bunch of coke in your fingers. It's not going to do anything.
Right.
Until you rub it
and
on
then
your
just
gums.
Be like, hey, Mike Tyson punched me in the face a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And knock on my teeth.
I'm starting
out
to rethink this whole thing.
This happens like, a lot.
You know, like, you rip out all your fucking teeth, you're sucking a good dick.
Wow!
You're sucking a good dick.
Wow! You're giving gum jobs.
Yes.
On a bag of coke.
You're gonna make a lot of money that night.
Exactly.
I like that.
You're gonna be rich.
Yeah. Well, all right, Black Doug. One of us. One of us.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Fucking Black Doug.
That's a good one.
God damn.
AKA Venus Picker.
Yes, you know, it's an honor to be here, guys, tonight. You know, I appreciate it.
The more I drink,
the more, Sean, you sound like Seth Rogen. I'm not gonna
not
lie.
The first time I've heard
not
that!
Gonna lie. I'm not gonna
Dude.
Lie.
It is Seth Rogen.
And if I close my eyes, Seth Rogen.
So many people have said that, and I appreciate that.
You know, it's funny, I've gotten Will Ferrell a bunch of times.
That just makes me think that, like, I can go out to Hollywood and probably become like a great actor.
You should have been an Entourage. We could have been your.
I know. Entourage.
We can make a new Entourage.
Yeah, we could make a new Entourage.
So better than the fucking.
We got Black Doug.
Security. Oh yeah, we got Black Doug.
Security.
Dude, we need all the black strip clubs.
It makes me so happy that you said I sound like Seth Rogen. Because so many people, you don't understand. Like, I've heard that literally probably like 10 times. People are like, oh, you remind me of Seth Rogen. I'm not Jewish. I don't have curly hair. Like, sure, I'm a big pothead with glasses. Well, no, yeah, I've heard I sound like him. And it's, I mean, sure, it's Seth Rogen. He's a funny fucking dude. And
I pulled the card.
Oh, pull a card. Let's hear it.
Debate the internet. What would you pick to be the title of your autobiography? We're going to start with Black Doug.
On the spot.
I already know what I would title his autobiography.
My autobiography.
Is autobiography one that you wrote
yes.
yourself?
Yes. Yes.
All right. This is titled Black Doug Finding My Father. That's it. That's it.
It's an ongoing series yeah. of books.
Yes. It's a mystery book. So
there's 13 volumes out already.
It's an encyclopedia.
Awesome.
Mine is called Yes, I Fell Asleep on Top.
That was good.
True story.
Nice. Nice. Oh, God, Tim, are you ready to go? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Mine's titled, Do Not Say in 526 at the Bellagio.
Why? The listeners have heard.
Before we let you tell that story, I'm going to go ahead and say mine's not allowed at weddings. Not yes. allowed at weddings.
Yes.
So God, I had to throw it out there before you told your story, because we've heard my wedding stories.
Yes.
But we haven't heard your Bellagio story.
So. God damn, I'm really pissed. So less of the off after this.
Yeah, how do you think I felt about the wedding story?
That's gonna get you invited to weddings.
So, a few years back, what is it, 2020?
Yep.
So over a decade ago, I was driving cross country with some friends, and I won't say their names. And where what we were coming from, just because it's better that way. And we stopped in Vegas, and push comes to shove, I had sex with the couch in 526 at the Bellagio, and fuck you, leather couches feel like a pussy when you're drunk. So, yeah, don't say 526.
How long did you last?
Under 2 minutes.
Ah, and who did you think you were banging? Was it a lady of the night? Was it a working woman?
Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Was it Cleveland?
She was a nice lady.
A nice working lady.
She was a nice lady.
She was on the clock.
If you want to call it that.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's funny.
Hold on, Sean. I've never heard your wedding story. Give me a little synopsis so I know.
A little synopsis, the wedding story. So I went to this wedding. Open bar, obviously typical wedding. I'm wild.
Hold on. You don't have an open bar at your wedding? You're a piece of shit.
Continue.
I agree.
So I got fucked up. I got paired up at my table was this chick that I went to high school with, hadn't seen her in years.
Who was it?
No, I'm not. That's not happening. I'm not drunk for that, bud.
I was wondering if I knew her.
Off air. Off air, I'll tell you.
All right.
Yeah, I end up getting fucking drunk. Me and her are hitting it off. We end up going into my car, and she had a bunch of coke with her. So we go into my Jeep, we're doing a bunch of coke. I get her to fucking suck my dick.
Nice.
I end up stealing her bag of coke.
He's like, I wasn't ready for this.
I end up stealing her bag of coke. We're walking back in. She dips off somewhere and like, oh, wait up for me. Yeah, no, I'm not waiting for you. So I go like right into the napkin.
I got a blowjob and all your coke.
Right. I got what I need from you. I got your drugs and I got my dick sucked. So I'm, and it's the wedding's from this apple orchard. I'm running through this fucking apple orchard, running back to like civilization. Somehow I ended up like climbing an apple tree and I fell out of the apple tree. Then I start punching the apple tree. I'm annihilated.
Did you eat any apples?
I don't think so. To be honest, I really don't think I did. So I end up like making my way back into this wedding. And I'm going up to the bar. And I don't remember why. But I end up like punching this kid square in his face. I started a brawl.
Nice.
Like not just started a fight. But I started a brawl. And now this wedding is like a bunch of like rednecks. We're in an apple orchard in like Salt Point. So like people were waiting to fight. So as soon as I punched this kid, like five other people around me started fighting.
He also doesn't know why he punched you.
And that's the thing.
He could have been like, hey, what's up, man? I haven't seen you since high school.
Right. I have no idea. Because they had, like, their well drink was Johnny Walker Black. Because, like, the bride's dad loved Johnny Walker. And they're not rich, so they weren't having, like, blue or nothing. It was, like, Johnny Walker was their well drink. I love Johnny Walker Black. And they had Sloop Brewing Juice Bomb as, like, their, like, beer. So I was fucking wasted. Drinking all fucking night. Just stole this chick's bag of cocaine after getting a blowjob. So I got all these endorphins and cocaine and alcohol running through my system. And I was ready to go. And, yeah, I ended up fighting this kid. And, like, five other people around me started fighting. And next thing you know, this giant brawl is going around me. And I'm just screaming, like, ripping my tie off. This is awesome! Let's go!
Holy
fucking
shit.
Screaming. Yeah, it was wild. Wild. And then I ended up taking home an ex-girlfriend and banged her that night, too.
Double loading her?
Fuck yeah. You know I don't wear condoms.
I know. I know.
Wow.
And, yeah.
It was a wild night.
I got a picture from that night.
You did get a picture from that night.
You and Maddie.
Yeah. Yep.
Now reverse that to me. Like, if that happened to me, Black Doug, I'd be fucking 30 years.
You'd be in
30 jail. Years easily.
First of all, you stole a girl's coke.
Exactly. Done. First of all, I would have been arresting her for selling her the coke.
Right. Right.
I would have been arrested for fucking messing up an apple tree.
Sir, you ate an apple off this tree. You're going to jail.
Well,
the funny thing is, I'm a little uneasy to tell the story, but I didn't drop names. But someone's being sued for this. Like, one of the kids that got fucked up in a fight like that, in the brawl, got beat up pretty fucking bad. And, like, he spent, like, a couple days in the hospital. And he ended up suing, like, the owners of the property. For what?
They didn't beat him up?
Well, it was the couple that got married. It was their property.
Oh.
So he's, like, trying to sue them.
For getting beat up?
Yeah. But
take a karate lesson.
The crazy thing is, like, I don't know if that's the person that I was fighting. It could be. I have no idea. So I'm just over here like, yeah, well, I didn't get a letter from a lawyer or nothing. So
you should probably lay low for a while.
Sean killed the guy.
But I killed a man with a trident.
We should definitely probably delete this shit right now.
I love Blair. Yeah, man. It was a wild wedding. It was a wild night.
That's awesome. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's why I said Christina definitely crossed my name out on the wedding
invitation. Oh, no, you're invited.
You're definitely invited.
I don't give a fuck. It's half my wedding, too. And most of the people that are coming are from me. It's going to be a shit show. Oh, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know how bad that bachelor party is going to be?
It's Black Doug invited.
It's yes. Literally, it's because I wanted the way I wanted to do it.
Look at that, holy black guy.
The way I don't want it just like limited to the wedding party. Like anybody that wants to show up,
fucking show up.
The more the fucking merrier.
Like, this is what we're doing. This is where we're going. If you can make it, make it. Please make it.
I want to go somewhere. I don't want to, not like Atlantic City or fucking like Philly or anything. I want to go to like fucking, no.
Bellagio.
No, I got a guy. Dude, let's go to San Diego.
If you had unlimited funds, where would you go for your bachelor party?
You'd have to go to Vegas.
No.
Unlimited funds? Anywhere in the world. I am going to Vegas with unlimited funds.
No, I wouldn't go to Vegas.
Columbia.
Not, like,
no. That's the same thing. I got a guy.
Unlimited funds.
Don't worry about that.
Stuff. Not to, like, gamble and different things along those lines, but if you had to pick a place that you could go, that you could afford, and you had unlimited funds, where would it be?
I have probably three places I would choose.
Top three, right.
Top three would be Dublin.
Never been there.
That would be number one. Number two would probably be Pensacola, Florida.
Isn't that the gay capital?
No, it's West. Key West?
Yeah. Pensacola, no. Pensacola
is enough. Is pretty fucking gay.
Remember the story I told you before we started recording about robbing the house party?
Yeah.
That happened in Pensacola, Florida. Thank God the statute of limitations is up. And then third would probably be San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah.
I love it. Vegas is my favorite vacation place.
See, my problem with Vegas is I am a fucking degenerate when it comes
me
to
too, but see, there's unlimited funds, and Vegas has everything I want. It has the best food in the country. It has the best gambling in the country. It has the best women in the country. It has everything you want.
I can't even attest to it. I've never been to Vegas.
Oh my God.
I've never been to Vegas.
I went to Vegas.
I was supposed to go this year.
I was there for 2 days.
I've never gone without my wife, and it's still the best place I've ever been for vacation.
Like
I'm going with my wife, and we're both like, we have to go back.
Shit.
Like, so I imagine going single, and you're just like, oh boy.
Yeah. I don't want to go to Vegas again.
Vegas is my number one. San Diego is my number two. There's no number three after that.
I could see Dublin.
Dublin would be fucking wild.
I just feel like it's going to be cold and wet.
Depends what time
but it's such a good, if you go in the summertime, it's not bad. But like it's like when I only spent like fucking 36 hours in Dublin. There's a lot of shit to do. Like you go to Jameson Distillery, go to the Guinness Brewery, and then the pubs, because they don't even call them bars, they're just straight pubs. Dude, you go in there, and there's kids in there, there's families in there. Like, they don't give a... It's not like being in the United States where, like, you have to be 21 to get in. Like, you just go in there, and there's people that go there when they open, and they don't leave till they close, and they just hang out. Like...
That's what they do.
And there's no bullshit. It's not like going to, like, Mahoney's. And there being a fight every 3 seconds.
It's not even a long flight.
It's like 4 hours.
No, it's like 6 or 7 hours.
But still, that's a flight to fucking San Diego.
That's right. That's a flight to Vegas. To San Diego, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the The only other problem is we could potentially go to jail on that trip.
That's a pretty high risk on any trip we go to.
Yeah. We sure went to jail how many times in Boston?
All of them? All of them?
Yeah.
For the amount of dumb shit.
The extortion that me and Shit Truck did in front of the bar.
I've never been arrested, which blows my fucking mind, because I do a lot of dumb shit.
You do?
Yeah.
And I just happen to get away with it. I have no idea how at all.
It's only because you're 13% black.
Well, you're only 13% black. So you still have that white privilege thing working for you.
I guess.
Even 87% of it.
Even though, has to be something, because I'm like, I've been caught doing some real dumb shit, and they're just like, all right, well.
Even though I'm all white, I've been to jail multiple times, but I've done a lot of dumb shit.
That's kind of jail.
DCJ, babe.
150 North Hamilton.
DCJ, babe.
Dutchess County Country Club.
Like, if I showed up there, I have a lot of friends that are the COs there, so they'd be like, yo, Max is here. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, well, I expected this, but at the same time, they're going to be at the same time and be like, all right, well, let's make sure he's all right.
It only took 30 years.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, I can't believe this is the first time you've been in here, but at the same time, hey, he's my boy. Take care of him.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. What are you doing?
There's a basketball
player. Oh, Black Dog's playing basketball. Figures.
Okay, there's a basketball hoop, a treadmill, running from the cops, playing ball. Nigga!
That's it. That's it. This is exactly why we had Black Doug on the podcast this week.
Again, I appreciate it, fellas.
Your parole officer know you're here?
No. Nope. But it's fine.
He's on vacation.
I'm on vacation. This is a 4-bedroom house.
Good. In the suburbs. There's a whole lot of white people around here. I'm good as long as I stay inside.
There's a fucking ping pong table.
We got a dartboard.
You only see that type of shit in the rec room. My man got it in his basement.
There's teddy bears on the fucking thing here.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, your TV will be missing by tomorrow.
I know who to call.
Hey, yo, come peep my boy Shit real quick. Look like a Montel Jordan concert down here later.
Was that a 46-inch?
That's a 46-inch.
Oh, shit. Only.
Honestly, that's probably one of the only memories I have of my dad. Montel Jordan.
Really?
Yes.
Your dad's Montel Jordan.
Your dad never.
Your dad's Montel!
Wait.
What?
So you're telling me your dad never took you to paint in full on ice? That's fucked up.
People don't think he thinks on ice. Unless it's Hennessy. Come on.
Alright, you know what? You know what's funny?
Oh, shit.
Is I've never heard a black dude walk into a bar and go, let me get some Hennessy neat.
Normally you just hear, let me get that Henny of pineapple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
I actually like Henny a lot.
Henny's great.
It all makes sense.
It's not as good as the ECG.
Shit, that bumped you up to 15%.
You might be a full 20 by the end of the night.
Any white, though?
16.
You get it from the airports?
You're cruise ships. That's it. Airports or cruise ships.
I've never been on a cruise.
Me either.
I want to go on a cruise, like, really.
Well,
bad.
I mean, I can't swim.
Black. Oh, God damn you, John! I was just going to say, you ain't been on a cruise because you can't swim. My first question. Because on Tim's notes, it just says, questions for Black Doug. Every time I looked at Max, I said, do you think he's going to punch me in the face? And I asked him if he knows how to swing. I said, do you think he can...
I was like, no. Do
you think he can break that myth for us?
Well, that's why there were no black survivors on the Titanic. There wasn't a single black person in that movie.
I was going to say there's no black people on the Titanic.
At least not in the movie.
You know what's funny? You haven't gagged once.
Gagged?
And farted. We didn't eat.
You've been farting?
No. We didn't eat before this.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I suggested going to Taco Bell after.
Because we're going. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
We're getting Baja Blasted.
That girl probably was so happy.
She's probably still standing there waiting for us to show up.
Where are these motherfuckers at?
I called to make sure Taco Bell was still open.
Oh, Black Doug pulled a card.
Oh, should I read this one?
Sure.
If you think it's right, go ahead. And do you know how to read?
It's like when you read it in class, and each person has a paragraph, and it's like he knows where his spot is.
So you gotta read ahead.
To head? Doug is the.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, Sean.
A newel.
This one is kind of long.
There's like 17 words on here.
I can only get 10.
I love Black Doug. I'm throwing it out there. I love Black Doug.
Black Doug might have to be a staple.
I love you too, Seth.
Yep.
I'm going to get a net. Hold on. All right. I'm going to go with this.
Black Doug is drunk.
I am.
We all are. Black Doug brought jungle juice, and it fucked
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Would you rather know every time someone talked shit about you over text, or every time someone talks shit about you out loud? That is not what I read before.
That is not.
I read.
Those are not the words I saw.
The words I saw was, would you rather know every time somebody took a shit?
All right, keep going.
Yeah, no, keep going with what you said.
Keep going. All right,
would you rather know every time someone took a shit, or would you rather know every time someone took a shit?
I think I know where he was going.
Where was
I
going?
So, would you rather know every time someone took a shit, or would you rather know that everyone knows when you took a shit?
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, that's where I was going.
Yeah, I think I would rather...
When I took a shit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be proud of it because I'm going to eat nothing. I'm going to drink straight olive oil. This way I'm shitting all day. And people are like, yep, Seth Rogen's out here taking a shit again.
funny story about that.
Right.
Yesterday at work, I took a massive dump at lunchtime.
Yes.
And I took a picture of it and I sent it to the guys I was working with. And I was like, does it look like I need more fiber? And I sent it to them.
What do you say? Did you say you're healthy?
No, I definitely needed more. I'll show you. Here.
I'll show you. Here.
Show you the picture.
Are you sure?
Let's pass this around. What's that look like? More fiber or not?
I think your fiber is pretty good.
Yeah?
Those look like some solid, soft floppers.
That's the first solid shit I've taken since years.
That's way more solid than the shit I've taken in the last, I don't even know how long.
I've seen better.
Hold on.
I've seen better.
I'm going to show you better.
Is it an MRI shit? MRI shit?
It almost. But I took this shit at Black Doug's house.
Black Doug's really excited about this card.
Black Doug's, yeah, I want Black Doug to read his card.
No. Let me see the shit you took at my house because I did not
This
know.
Is the one I took at Black
Oh, you
house.
Need a poop knife for that.
Look at that thing.
No, you need a poop knife.
That's an MRI shit.
You need...
Look at that.
That's out the water by like inches.
Yeah. You need a poop knife for that. That's the type of shit.
Took that downstairs bathroom.
You can take a dick.
Yeah.
First of all, Blight does has one bathroom. We don't have two.
So wherever you shit downstairs, I got a bathroom.
That's the litter box.
And second, you definitely need to borrow my poop knife.
What? That turd's long gone. It took three flushes to get that bitch out of there.
He broke our record, a three flusher.
That was a three flusher.
Two flusher was our record.
Yeah. At the restaurant.
Praise me.
At the restaurant. Yeah. We're not worthy. Yeah. Max and I both took dumps at the restaurant. And I came back and was like, yo, that was a two flusher. I'm like, yo, bro, me too. I took one the other day, it was a two flusher.
That PS2?
Yep. Damn right.
Shit.
Yeah, they stole that from Dragon's Den. Huh. As soon as Max found out he was black, he stole it.
That was the first thing he stole as a black man. Was a PS2.
The second thing was the Nintendo 64 upstairs.
That's the only thing my dad ever got me.
You're so depressing. I love it. The new name of this podcast is Four Men and Baby, because Black Doug's one of us.
It was this year too.
First time. I'm 29 years old. First time I ever met him.
Yeah, that my book is now. You found my dad, so.
Oh shit!
Black Doug, try to sound out your card. See what I did there?
Oh god, that was good. All right. Would you rather have one giant dick for an arm, or have all your fingers be dicks?
Ooh. Finger dicks.
Definitely finger dicks.
Wait, hold on.
Think about it.
No, all right.
Think about it.
So, are they flaccid? Are they hard?
These are fucking rock hard.
Do I get to...
I think you get to control them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, yeah. Like, I can make my...
You can make your finger dicks.
Finger all dicks. Day.
Yeah?
Like, oh, my God. You know how many assholes you could be in?
You literally fuck.
10 dudes.
Yeah.
10 dudes. Yeah. Like, do you know what you could destroy with one... But do you know what you could destroy with one giant arm dick?
Yeah, one ass.
You can fuck a rhinoceros. Yeah, but a rhinoceros.
You know how embarrassing it's going to be to get punched in the face by a giant arm
dick? Yeah. Like, I got knocked out by a dick.
Getting slapped by a hand of dicks?
Yeah, imagine that. You get fucking knocked out by a handful of dicks.
No, that'd be...
I'm going finger dicks.
I'm going finger dicks.
You're getting slapped in the face by 10 hard... Or 5 hard dicks at one time.
Yeah. You're fucking real cocksucker.
No, I'm going flaccid slap.
A flaccid slap.
Yeah, that's going to hurt, though.
But you can fucking kill somebody with a fucking...
With one giant hard dick.
Yeah, but will you be able to make a fist, or will you be like this?
You could fuck a rhino. You could fuck anything you want with a giraffe. A liger.
But your count would be extremely higher.
Yeah.
So, like, if we went like this.
Lock.
I touch 5 dicks.
Oh, shit.
I touch 5 dicks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, where if you
now want I touch 10.
One dick.
Right. But it's one enormous
dick arm.
It's one enormous dick.
So you know what would be cool about having the arm dick? Is it like let's say Sean's just throw him out on a date with at the movies. And I just throw my dick arm around her and I come on
the table. Hold on. Now, say you're on that same day, same situation, but... These are all dicks.
Oh, I got 5 dicks on your dick arm?
But
I'm just...
Oh, God.
I just got hard.
Dick arm.
Sorry, man.
Look at this. Wow, holy shit.
Huge.
Way bigger than that.
Here's a wrench in it. How much fucking cum would just a fucking arm dick produce?
Half a gallon.
Easily.
At minimum.
Easily.
At least.
I can't believe this is wrenching.
Is it like a super
nine.
Soaker? Can you shoot this?
I mean,
like
shit. Like, I can just...
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Imagine that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Spidey senses tingling, whatever the fuck it is.
Fucking just blowing loads of jizz everywhere.
Hard. Ooh. Hard comes too.
But also, is it like, and you got five jizz strings. Ooh. Just like,
each dick comes at when you want it to.
Yeah, you're just like,
he's the key. Five small
ones. And imagine if you had dick fingers and you were a piano player and they're like, look how great his fingers move. You're like, those are my dicks, bitch.
These are my dicks.
Looking like Stevie Wonder and shit.
These are my dicks.
Fucking pianist.
A pianist.
Pianist.
What'd you find out? What do you think?
Ooh.
I'm going dick fingers.
Dick fingers?
Yeah.
Dick fingers. I'm going one hard fucking giant dick arm.
Dick fingers.
Dick fingers?
Yeah, got it.
I would go dick fingers.
That's because you already have one giant dick. Black Doug.
Just happens to be your brother. Black Doug.
I pulled a pretty good card here too. For $3,000.
I would do anything.
Yep. Would you get your face photoshopped into a gay porno?
100%.
All right.
Yes.
All right. 100%.
For $3,000,
I'd be in a gay porno. Thank you! That's when I pulled the card, that's why I kept it. Because the first thing that came to my mind was, for $3,000, I'd be in that gay porno.
With my fingernails.
All right.
That was good.
Yep.
That's good. So, Black Doug, what's it like not having a dad? It's tough, you know?
Is it, though? Because you seem like you're doing all right.
Yeah. I'm fine.
You know? I'm fine.
I'm fine. You know, it's...
I would say that, too, if I was selling drugs.
Well, all right, guys, I'm going to be honest.
I actually know my dad. He's my best friend.
Is he?
No.
Well, so, you're... All right, the difference is... You guys claim that your dads are your best friends. My dad's my fucking supplier.
My dad's my supplier.
What does he supply you with?
Not hopes and dreams. Whatever you're looking for.
So.
That was good, Black Dog.
Thank no, you. Yeah, that was good. Thank that you. Was really
oh,
good.
God. You got real deep for a second. And like, nope, fuck you guys.
Do you know any homeless people?
I do.
Because I'd really like to get a homeless dude on this show.
Carl. Do you know Carl?
Do you know Carl?
Do you know Black Carl?
Hey, does Carl drive a Honda Civic?
No, it's like
it's a
Hyundai.
It's a Nissan.
Yeah.
It's like a Nissan Sentra.
Is it black or dark?
Yes, it's black.
I saw him over at Deuce's the other day. I was fucking driving by.
First of all, what fucking homeless guy drives a car?
He lives in his car. So his car is his home.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So technically he's not homeless.
He
just lives in a car.
He lives in a car. But the best part is his car only starts if he's sober. Because he's gotten a DWI or 9. And he's got a breathalyzer hooked up to it. Because Max and I offered him a beer. Because... So every day,
we used to talk to him every day.
Every day, we
where?
So we were the chefs at this restaurant, Deuces in Poughkeepsie.
Don't say their name;
they're not worth it. Deuces. So Max and I, every day we'd show up around. You know, we opened around like 11, so we'd show up at like 10, and just fucking drink a couple lattes. Shout out Bush Latte for sponsoring us.
They were kind of late.
And,
yeah.
Wait, you guys didn't tell me you had sponsors.
Well, technically we don't.
Sponsors too.
Yeah, your AA sponsor doesn't count.
His name's Calvin and Andrew.
First of all,
you got Jordan?
No.
I'll take some bread 11.
Right? No, so we'll show, you know, we get there on like 10.
My sponsor
does black.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
The do-rag company.
The do-rag company. Solid.
Dude, I'll take some of them, too.
So,
I need waves.
We're going to put cornrows in here.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Cornrows.
So we'll meet up and we'll drink a couple beers before going into the restaurant. You know, starting to work and shit. So every day we pull in and we notice there's a dude sleep Carl, Black Carl.
He was either passed out like sleeping or,
smoking a blunt. Okay. In his car. But in the exact same spot in the parking lot every single day.
And he always took up two spots and it was like right next, like we would try to park next to each other so we didn't have to walk far.
Fair. But he was always parked like, you know, at a 45 degree angle.
Like an
ass. Right. So we came to realize, like, once it started getting cold, that, like, hey, Carl's actually, like, living in his car. Carl has no, like, actual home, this and that. So he must have, like, fell asleep with his car running, like, his heat on all night because his battery died. So I pulled in one morning before Max got there, and he's like, yo, man. He's like, do you think you can help me and give me a jump? I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I pull up next to him, and, like, that was my in. You know, like, I've been wanting to say something to this dude because we see him every day. And I started feeling bad because you could see it, the breathalyzer hooked up. And we'd pull in, and he'd be, like, under blankets, like, asleep in the driver's side.
He'd ignore us. Like,
right.
We'd, like, try to look at him to, like, make him look at us and, like, offer
just because we wanted to fucking, like, hang out with him and be like, hey, do you want a beer? Hey, do you need anything? Like,
you want some food? We'll give you this shit.
Right. Can we help you? Like, and so I'm like, yeah, man, no worries. Like, what's up? Like, what do you need? And, so I'm like, yo, I was like, listen, man. I was like, I'm Sean. Like, I introduced myself. He's like, oh, I'm Carl. I'm like, hey, man. I'm like, me and the other guy, I'm like, we work literally in this building. He's like, yeah, I figured you work here. He's like, I see you guys, like, every day. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, is there anything I can help you with? Like, what's up? He's like, no, I just need to jump. I just need to jump. I'm like, all right, cool. So then I was just like, yeah. I was like, if you ever, like, want a beer or something, you see us always just drinking beer in the parking lot here, like, let me know. He's like, ah, he's like, I can't drink. He's like, in order for my car to start, I gotta blow into this thing. He's like, so I can't really drink. He's like, you know, he's like, I figured you guys worked here. I see you guys here all the time.
But I'm like, would, like, leave every day at like 10:30 and then come back at like 4. So he would, like, drive around, but he didn't have a job or anything, so he would just, like, drive around.
Well, he was selling drugs.
Who knows?
Carl.
Selling that ass.
Good dude.
Is your dad's name Carl by any chance?
No. Deshaun.
Typical.
Close.
You're the worst black guy ever.
I love it.
Makes Max feel better about himself.
And he's up to 15%.
He's up. He is up to 15 now.
Fuck. What do we got for time?
We gotta, like, be getting close.
We gotta be 5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six.
Close.
Seven.
Whatever. Can't count. We're black.
Whoa. Numbers is hard.
Math is hard.
Well, I guess we thank Black Doug for coming.
Yeah, this was a very fun episode.
Black Doug, by far the best guest we've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, comparing it to Drunk Eddie, he didn't even make it, but...
And we didn't even... Like, that episode didn't even get saved.
No,
like disappeared.
The internet didn't save it.
I know.
Well, I feel like that episode was only funny because of how fucked up Ed was.
What was that video you took on your
Instagram? Oh, yeah. Just him nonstop. No, this, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going to re-listen to this episode tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
The day after. And it's because I'm of Black Doug, so I'm going to raise than, I'm raising my Black drink Doug. Up to Black
yeah.
Doug.
Black Doug, Doug.
One of us.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure. You know, honored.
You don't need to do your after the post-game sports talk.
I'm going to do the after-game post.
You know, not really because. Used to coming from behind, but
I came from behind.
Usually... I'm not invited into the houses in the suburbs. Normally, I'm usually fucking robbing them. Hey, so
sometimes a black guy gets asked in the suburbs.
And for the fans, you know, I want to thank you because
I bought the house before I
stayed. I stayed in eye contact with all three white men today.
It didn't even break a sweat.
Didn't break a sweat.
Hold on. Hold on. My wallet's gone.
Well, I came here with a watch. Shit.
So I got your back, Buck.
Hey, why is there a cross burning outside?
Don't worry about that. My mom's Jewish.
Yeah, but fucking A, Black Dog.
Black Dog, great guest.
We're going to have to have Black Dog on again.
Yeah. Great guest.
100%.
Definitely love
you're going to be like one of those like permanent guests. Yeah.
He's going to be a reoccurring
guest. Yeah. He's going to be like Robin on Howard Stern, who's just like in the background.
Right. Yeah. Right. Good, good. Hell yeah. As long as the fucking Henny's here.
I'm drinking all.
All right. Well, you know, for a fan, if you've been listening for a while, go fuck yourself.
This might be the best episode we've recorded.
I think so.
Probably close to Shirtcocking.
Yeah,
Shirtcocking was a good one.
Shirtcocking's got a lot of listens.
Yeah, but Black Doug's not invited to Shirtcocking party because he's going to make us all look like little babies.
We got 4 minutes left. Black Doug, what
we
you
got?
We got
four minutes. Yeah. Right, perfect. Now,
he's going to give another speech.
I listened to Shirtcocking, and it inspired me. As a black man in Poughkeepsie,
yes,
it inspired me, and I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not staying here sitting with Seth Rogen. It's awesome.
How good is it?
It's fucking, it's amazing. It's mind blowing. So I encourage all, you know, the fans to sit there and analyze it.
Take it in for what
take
it's worth.
Take it in. Take notes.
And
take
use
notes.
Your dick fingers and fuck it. Really fuck the shit out of it.
Yes.
And, you know, that's all I got. All right. You know?
Shirtcocking.
Shirtcocking. Black Doug.
That's
episode like 9-ish.
Episode 9.
Yeah. Shirtcocking.
That's a wrap.
Kobe.